I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the caste system in India, the Dalits are the untouchables. They clean the sewers, collect the garbage, and are rejected by the culture. Without Christ, they live in hopelessness. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says that's why GFA has more than 500 Bridge of Hope centers.
We go to a community and find out the most poor people, children who don't have the ability to go to school or no one to care for, and we provide food and clothes and education, medical care.
You can give even more children hope by sponsoring one of them. Connect with them at missionnetworknews.org. We turn next to Bangladesh, where the Jamuna River has burst its banks again. Residents in the low-lying areas barely had time to flee to higher ground. A team from Food for the Hungry Bangladesh is on the ground assessing needs. Through the local church, the ministry brings food, shelter, and other critical physical assistance and Christ's love to the disaster survivors. Residents have already done this once before this year. They urgently need help. You can go to our website for details. And in Zimbabwe, some sick or injured have to walk over 6 miles for medical care. Global Aid Network needs your help to provide medical care for a village of 130,000 people, says Vice President Rick Reagan.
We are asking our donors and friends and partners to sponsor a square foot. We've got it broken down to about $31 per square foot to build a fully functional medical clinic.
Check the featured link section on our website. You can ask God to strengthen and encourage the GAIN USA teams in Zimbabwe.
Where they get their encouragement is knowing that believers around the world are praying for them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.